Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:25 British summertime. Today is June 3rd. This has been a rather mixed day on markets. Most Asian markets, following the positive lead yesterday from Wall Street, finished in positive territory today. The Nikkei was the leader in the region, up over 3%, 300 points, and that's following through on that Q reversal that it posted last week. And it's continuing to bounce from this area of at least short-term support and looking really quite sanguine. In Australia, the ASX was up over 2%, 2.4% exactly. And it really does need to, it's certainly going in the right direction in here at the moment. But such has been the technical damage done that it's coming back up to the 4,500 level, which was the lower side of the previous range. So at a minimum, it needs to get above that level. And after that, it really does need to get back above the 200-day moving average, which is in the area of 4,600. So while we've had a good bounce in the last week or two, the Australian market has got more to do. The slide in the stock market has been mirrored by the deterioration in the Australian dollar. Now, the Australian dollar was a bit firmer in here today against the US dollar, but not by very much, only 18 ticks. And again, that is a correlation where we have this, where we've had stock markets and the currency. And of course, well, I suppose in fact in Australia the currency has done substantially better than the stock market, but they've certainly both gone in the same direction over the last 15 to 16 months from those March 2009 lows, and have pulled back simultaneously in the last month and a half. So we would really need to see the Australian dollar also beginning to strengthen once more against the US dollar, to lend a little bit of support to the stock market. And stock market is coming back into an area now of a potential resistance. So where it goes from here, I suppose the big question is now, will it or won't it get back above 4,500 and 4,600? Will this have just been one big head fake, or is this going to look like a more serious deterioration? Because a failure at this level really would be a sign of weakness in the market. So it is probably one to really keep an eye on for those interested in that particular market. Elsewhere in here today, the European markets, following through from that very positive action in Asia, pushed on, and the vast majority finished out the day in excess of 1%. As we moved into the US session, the US initially traded up on the day, then traded down, and then regained at least part of its decline into the last hour or two of trading. So the Dow Jones closed just up marginally on the day. The S&P was up 0.4 of 1%, and the Nasdaq Composite was up just less than 1%. I suppose what we continue to see with these stock markets is that they found at least short-term support last week. And as we see with the Australian index, it had developed a quite oversold condition in the short term, and that is being unwound now. So the vast majority of these markets have found support in the short term, but they really do need to do more. And importantly, those that broke below their 200-day moving averages and indeed below their February lows need to get back above them in no uncertain terms to suggest that this was anything other than a marked deterioration in the consistency characteristics that have been evident for much of the last year and a half for some of these indices. So we are back into potential areas of resistance following what has been a really quite impressive bounce for some of these stock markets in the last week or so. Elsewhere, the industrial metal complex today really was quite weak, and copper broke below the $3 level. Nickel, having pushed below 20,000 earlier this week, was down by almost $1,000 in here today, and really traded around quite a lot. The high of the day was in excess of 20,000, and it finished out the day at 18,675. So that really is a very weak condition indeed, having broken through that 20,000 level. Elsewhere in the industrial metal complex, just about everything was weaker in here today. And there's a lot of commonality across the sector. The one standout is tin, and it continues to lead and was actually up on the day in here today, off its highs, mind, but still up on the day, and against the deterioration that we've seen in some of the other industrial metals, that really is quite an impressive performance. Elsewhere in the soft commodities, the London cocoa price has broken upwards once more to another, well, I think it's a 33-year high. So that is outperforming the US contract in no uncertain terms, and it's certainly outperforming more than could be justified by the currency differential. So that would suggest that the supply issue is really very much in the West African area, and this is these are fundamentals that are particular to the cocoa market, and it remains the U the London traded contract remains considerably more consistent than the US traded one, and it's certainly where the bullish interest is right now. Now, of course, this pushing on to really quite impressive highs, and cocoa has been rallying in London for much of the last 2 years. So it is becoming it's certainly not anyone coming into the market today is not a new is not coming into this early, and while it does remain consistent, it probably is a little bit high risk. What we know for sure is that in commodities that when you do have these big moves, that it does eventually bring in new supply because farmers just plant more of them. Of course, cocoa is a tree, so it might be worth looking at what the crop cycle is like in that. How long does it take for them to bring in new supply? But in the meantime, the chart does look consistent, and probably we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside, at least in the short term. Now, over the medium term, it really would need to take out the progressions of higher reaction lows, which at the moment are a good bit away from where the price is right now. Elsewhere in the commodity sector, the natural gas price broke above the $4.50 level in here today. It was up 26 cents at $4.745. And that's a rather emphatic breakout from a 2 month range, and natural gas has been sort of bumbling along around the $4 level for the last 2 months. And $4 is a little bit psychological because it was the upper side of the long-term base before natural gas really started to move into these very volatile conditions over the last 4 and 5 years. So today's breakout is emphatic, and it really would need to be countermanded in no uncertain terms to offset scope for natural gas to go on and push on to new recovery highs, and well, I suppose some additional upside at the very least. The oil market was also a bit stronger in here today, up 175 at 74.60, and lumber was up $9.90. Now the daily limit is $10, so that's about as high as it can go without being limit up. And lumber in particular has fallen like a stone over the last month and taken out any number of areas of potential support, but it is beginning to lose downside momentum as it in the region of the 200-day moving average. So it is probably into a bottoming out stage, and above $2, sorry, $250, it will look like it has found support beyond a short-term bounce. Elsewhere in the markets, the US dollar was a bit stronger in here today against the euro in particular. It was up almost 1 cent against the euro, and the euro is down now to $1.21 against the The pound, the dollar was also a little bit stronger, and against the Canadian, it was relatively unchanged, just stronger by 21 ticks. And against some of those Asian currencies, and I posted a number of those charts yesterday, the dollar was a little bit weaker this morning. These Asian currencies have moved really rather a lot, and the Asian dollar index, which had been trending really quite consistently, has had really rather a large pullback and rallied somewhat over the last 10 days. But as with other indices that have pulled back and taken out their progressions of higher reaction lows and taken out their February lows and their 200-day moving averages, the fact that it has bounced in the last 10 days is certainly good news, but it needs to do more, and it needs to get back above that 200-day moving average, and to really indicate that demand has regained the upper hand. If it fails in this area, that would be a marked deterioration, and it would be encountering resistance at an area of prior support. So again, this is another index which is at this will it or won't it stage, and the next couple of days really will be telling, I think, in terms of whether the short-term lows that we found, that most markets found last week, have medium-term potential. So it is going to be a very instructive couple of days. In the government bond sector, the majority of government bonds were a little bit easier in here today, but US Treasuries, having been as low as 121.06, finished out the day at 122. So while they've all weakened a little bit in here, and we've certainly seen a loss of upward momentum for some of these interest rate futures and well, sorry, government bond futures is more correct. They haven't had big downward dynamics in the same way that we've seen some big upward dynamics for stock markets, and they've encountered at least short-term resistance. But just like in stock markets, it's not really compelling evidence that they've encountered medium-term resistance. I should also mention soybeans, which was up at 22 cents in here today, and was again one of the a small number of commodities that finished out the day in positive territory. It's back up to 9.55, and soybeans has had one of the more consistent trends in the grain bean complex over the last few months, and has been one of the relative performers. So it's I suppose we haven't had the same level of activity in the grains and beans that we've had in some of the other markets, which would suggest perhaps that we haven't had the same level of speculation. Certainly, there are big positions in some of these grain futures and grain bean futures, but probably not the same level of speculative trading that has been going on, or people building passive positions or acquiring stockpiles that we've seen in the industrial metal complex. So there isn't the same amount of selling pressure. That's certainly been evident in some of the other markets. And with soybeans up in here today, that does suggest that we are probably going to remain at least in this ranging phase for corn and soybeans. And if that is generally positive for the sector, because soybeans at 955 cents is a really historically high price, and the same for corn at almost 350 cents. And coming into the summer, with prices generally steady, that is leaving considerable upside potential if we run into any kind of crop problems, which one certainly can't rule out. The gold market in here today was down by $16.75. It's been edging up over the last 2 weeks, a couple of dollars a day, and today's downward dynamic brought it right down to test the $1,200 level. The palladium and platinum markets having been really rather firm, and at one point I saw them both up over $10, both finished in negative territory. So the precious metal complex generally came under a little bit of pressure in here today, and it does suggest that gold is encountering some competition from other markets that have done really rather well in the last 10 days or so. But 17, well, almost $17 on the gold price isn't the end of the world either, and it is still above the $1,200 level, but it does suggest that we're in for a quieter time for the gold market. And platinum and palladium have really pulled back very sharply, and they've lost their uptrend consistency. And for them now, they need to find support at a progressively higher level. They need to find support above their reaction lows, if they are to sustain a short to medium term bullish outlook. But even that is likely to be limited to ranging rather than the kind of very consistent strong trending action that we saw prior to the recent pullback. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.